Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in families all around the world. Parents like you are asking such important questions about helping your children understand and appreciate different cultures and traditions. And I want you to know, this question you're asking, it shows how deeply you care about raising a child with an open heart and a curious mind. If you've been wondering when the right time is to start these conversations, or maybe you're feeling a little uncertain about how to approach this topic, I want to share something wonderful with you. Research shows us that ages 4 to 5 represent a truly magical window for cultural awareness and appreciation. Your child's mind is like a garden right now, ready to grow beautiful understanding about the diverse, colorful world we all share. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. During these precious years, your little one is actively constructing their sense of who they are. They're learning about themselves, their family, and their place in this big, beautiful universe. And here's what's so important to understand. When children learn about cultural diversity during this time, they don't develop fear or prejudice. They develop wonder. They develop appreciation. They develop the beautiful ability to see differences as something to celebrate, not something to worry about. You see, wonderful parent, differences themselves don't create bias. Children don't learn prejudice from learning about human diversity. They learn prejudice from prejudiced responses to differences. When we introduce cultural conversations with warmth and validation, when we show genuine curiosity and respect for the many ways people live and love and celebrate, our children absorb that openness like starlight. The research is so clear on this. Experts in anti-bias education, Louise Derman-Sparks and Julie Olson Edwards, emphasize that differences do not create bias. Children learn prejudice from prejudice, not from learning about human diversity. Their work demonstrates that early childhood is the optimal time to nurture children's natural curiosity about cultural differences. When we support children in developing confident identities without needing to feel superior to others, we're giving them such a precious gift. And there's more beautiful research I want to share with you. Dr. Liliana Aguayo's work, published in the Journal of Family Psychology, found that cultural socialization during early school age has important implications for children's psychological, social, and emotional development. Families across all backgrounds naturally focus conversations on family culture and traditions during these early years. This is your child's developmental readiness showing itself. So how do we nurture this cultural awareness in our 4- and 5-year-olds? Let me share some gentle, beautiful approaches with you. First, start with your own family's culture and traditions. Talk about the special ways your family celebrates, the foods you love, the stories you tell, the customs that make your family unique. When children feel proud and secure in their own cultural identity, they're more open to appreciating others. Second, introduce stories from different cultures. And this is where something truly magical happens. Stories are bridges, wonderful parent. They carry us across distances and differences, helping us see through another person's eyes, feel through another person's heart. When your child hears a folktale from Africa, or a legend from Polynesia, or a traditional story from China, they're not just learning about another culture. They're discovering that every culture has wisdom, beauty, and magic to share. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful African folktale called Temba and the Wise Little Ant. This story teaches something so important. It shows that wisdom and worth come in all sizes and forms. When the tiny ant teaches the proud elephant an important lesson about respect, children discover that every being, and by extension, every culture, has unique gifts and wisdom to offer. After reading this story, you can talk with your child about how different cultures around the world have their own special stories and traditions. Just like Temba's story comes from Africa. You might ask, what do you think makes each culture special and important? Third, use accurate, respectful language. Help your child learn the right words to describe themselves and others. When they ask questions about why someone looks different or speaks a different language or celebrates different holidays, answer with warmth and honesty. Their curiosity is beautiful. Honor it with thoughtful, age-appropriate responses. Fourth, expose your child to diversity in everyday life. Visit cultural festivals, try foods from different cuisines, listen to music from around the world, look at art from various traditions. Make diversity a natural, joyful part of your family's experience. And fifth, model appreciation yourself. When you show genuine interest in learning about other cultures, when you speak respectfully about differences, when you celebrate the beautiful variety of human experience, your child is watching and learning. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. This developmental stage coincides with school transitions, where children encounter multicultural settings and must learn to understand and respect cultural diversity in their everyday lives. You're not just teaching your child about other cultures. You're laying the foundation for lifelong respect, empathy, and celebration of human diversity. The Magic Book whispers this truth to me. When we introduce cultural awareness with warmth and validation during ages 4 to 5, we're planting seeds of understanding that will bloom throughout their entire lives. Your child is ready for this. Their heart is open. Their mind is curious. And you, dear parent, are the perfect guide for this journey. So start today. Share a story from another culture. Talk about a tradition that's different from yours. Answer their questions with honesty and warmth. And watch as your child's world expands, filled with appreciation for the beautiful, diverse tapestry of humanity. The Book of Inara is here to help you on this journey. We have stories from cultures around the world, each one carefully chosen to teach respect, appreciation, and wonder. Because every child deserves to grow up knowing that our differences make the world more beautiful, not less. You're doing something truly important, wonderful parent. You're raising a child who will see the world with open eyes and an open heart. And that's pure magic, with love and starlight, Inara.